What could I say except you're welcome?
What can I say except you're welcome? Do, 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 do.
I'm Lamont, and I'm grateful for being an adult.
And I'm Leia. I'm grateful for Lamont.
Aww.
And you're tuning into the Lamont and Leia podcast.
So today on our podcast, we are talking about cultivating gratitude. We're going to talk about what gratitude is, why it's important, and how it can benefit us in our lives.
All right.
And the way in which we practice it, and we want to practice it. So to help us talk about this topic, I have invited a really good friend of mine, Yash Gupta. Leia, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go get him.
Okay.
Yash, welcome to the Lamont and Leia podcast.
Thank you so much for inviting me and having me over. I really appreciate you being here and asking me to come and talk about this topic.
Well, you're a really great guy, and I feel like, even though I don't really talk about this with you, like, in some of our topics, I really pick out the grateful moments you have in your life without you actually having to saying, like, I'm grateful for this or this. Like, it's just the way you, in which you talk about it. So I thought, like, hey, like, it'll be
great. That really melts my heart.
All right. So would you please take a moment to introduce yourself to our listener and viewer audience?
All right. So as you probably guessed from what Lamont just said, we've known each other for a while. So I guess longtime friend of the show. Personally, I am a user experience professional. I'm currently working for an entertainment company. And I also mentor students on the side, which is something that I do as a way to give back to other people who are trying to switch careers and come up in the industry.
Very cool.
That's very awesome.
Yeah.
So, Leia, are you ready to jump into today's topic?
Let's do it.
Okay, so I guess the first question is, how do you define gratitude for yourself, or what is gratitude?
So for me, gratitude is the act of reflecting on how I'm here and in this state with the help of others, or with the you know, as a result of a series of events that have taken place. Basically, I reflect that, you know, there are reasons why I should appreciate what I have. There are reasons why I should appreciate what is going on. And I try to focus on those moments because it is naturally more challenging to focus on the good parts when there's so much that you can also be worried about, that you know that you probably have an obligation to fix.
So gratitude for me, or gratefulness, or grateful, is a part of being thankful. But for me, I feel like it's so much deeper than just like thankfulness. It reaches this inner cellular yes, level.
Oh, hello. Is that calling? Talking about cellulars.
So yeah, like for me, gratitude goes so much deeper, and I feel like it impacts, like, it's almost like empathy, but not, and it works, like, it really just like works in my life. I'll talk more about that as we talk more about the subject. What about you?
Absolutely. Leia? The impact and works of it is definitely something we can get into. But if we're talking about what it is, what it means, I'd love to hear if Leia has thoughts that are very different from either of us.
Again, Lamont, it's another definition that I'm like, I don't know. I think gratitude is actually something that I struggle with, but like, I don't know if I actually do or if someone just told that to me once and now I'm just like, oh, guess I'm not a grateful person. I mean, I guess I do recognize the like people and the things and situations, opportunities that I've had that have led me where I am now, but I don't know if it goes cellular for me, as you say. Yeah, I don't know. I always sound like a dip when we're talking about stuff. I'm like, I don't know. You tell me.
You're not a dip. I think some people, or like maybe a general definition, might be the quality of being thankful or the readiness to show appreciation and to return that kindness. Mm. But no, you're not a dip, and you've had your experiences. So
yeah,
that's very interesting. Lamont's adding a lot of expectations to gratitude that I feel maybe don't necessarily have to be there. Mm. Thing about returning or showing gratitude to somebody specific. To me, gratitude could be something that I do for myself and internalize. And, you know, I don't have to like necessarily go to somebody and physically tell them, oh, yesterday you did this for me and it really made me thankful, because there are opportunities to be grateful for things and people that you don't have any control over or any opportunity to give back to. And the result that it has on my life, I would naturally let it take its course in what the impact of that gratitude is. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense. And I agree. And I was just giving a like definition that I just grabbed off the internet. Just of like how like some people might like view it or see it in a common way. So
yeah,
I was like, I don't think that anybody should feel like they're failing if they don't return or express that to an individual person.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think that's a, like a whole different like type of feeling or reaction to like react to it or reciprocate it or thank someone for it. Like, I don't know what it would be called.
Reciprocation is a good point. Yeah. And I have also a lot of thoughts running around about gratitude, because I've also done a lot of research into it from a scientific standpoint. And as like evolutionists would explain it, we have this feeling of gratitude because it was just beneficial in the human race to understand that when somebody's done something nice to you, that you express gratitude towards them in a way by reciprocating it. Even if we didn't have the language to say thank you, the trait and the natural feeling was, oh, I want to reciprocate this for them whom I feel gratitude towards. And that is why that trait became accepted and needed and kept throughout evolution.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
So I do want to talk about the way gratitude works. Leia, you were mentioning something about someone told you you weren't grateful or had gratitude or whatever. And I want to know what was that conversation about? And why did they say that? And was it even true?
It probably was true. I don't know. I like when I think back on like high school Leia, I don't like her. I think she is not the best person I've met.
Hey.
I know
Leia was my friend.
I know.
You're not gonna talk bad and demean my friend. I'm sorry, keep going.
But like I used to hear it from my mom a lot, like, oh, you're not grateful for the things you have, or like you never say thank you to your grandma for this and that. And I even had a boyfriend once that was just like called me out one day. He goes, "Do you ever stop complaining?" I was like, that actually made me like stop and think. And I actually, from that day, I've been trying to like calm down on that. I don't think I complain as much. Maybe I do. I don't know. But ever since then, I've just been like, maybe I'm not a grateful person.
Okay. No, I remember joking around with you, I think on one of our episodes, where like I was like, and Leia was not grateful for her cell phone. When we were talking about when I threw the cell phone, when you really threw the cell phone.
Yeah.
But yeah. But that was, I was just joking around, but that's interesting.
Yeah, no, I forgot about that.
Happy, Leia, that, you know, the series of events made you reflect, but I really hope that the conclusion you came to is after your own reflection, as opposed to taking their word for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if somebody told me something, I would reflect on it, but not necessarily say, oh, I believe it just because you say it. Because at any given point, one individual person only knows such a small part of you and your life. Mm-hmm. And I think gratitude, again, when a person comments on it, they may be commenting on it with the perception of what that is as directed towards me,
mm-hmm.
and not as directed towards other people that I don't know, or the universe at whole, you know, at large. Because I definitely appreciated a lot of the material things that I was fortunate to have,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't specifically thank anybody or be grateful to a person for it, but just cosmically,
mm-hmm.
It was random chance that I happened to be born in a middle-class family. It was a random chance that I happened to be in the majority religion of my country, and all these things that kind of are privileges that I happen to have just by sheer chance,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm grateful for, but nobody else would look at me and recognize that I'm grateful for all of this.
Yeah. Makes sense. I mean, yeah, I think when I heard those things, I mean, this was like over 10 years ago at this point. I probably took it hard at that time, but I feel like being a little older, a little wiser, or something. Yeah, I can turn around and reflect on it. So I don't really take it to heart, but you know, you hear things when you're younger and they kind of stick with you. So every once in a while I'll like stop myself and I'm like, am I being selfish? Am I being ungrateful? Like, I don't know, probably not, but...
Yeah. And Leia, like you said many times on our podcast, it's important to reflect. Mm-hmm. It's okay to reflect. So I think it's okay to have those moments where it's like, hey, like checking in with yourself, like, how am I feeling? Am mm-hmm. I feeling this? And if so, great. If not, why not? And what's going on?
Right? Exactly. Because you gotta check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Is that our
product
our
placement for my stickers?
What you can get for $2. But moving forward. So how does gratitude work?
Very interesting question. So again, from all the scientific information that I've read, gratitude is a great way to help you out of depression, to help you be more satisfied and happy in your life. I think it works because in life, you want to realize that what you have accomplished, or whatever you have, is something to be appreciated. But if you are often not grateful and you don't realize the impact of what you have, you can keep focusing on negative emotions, like always being dissatisfied, always wanting more, always chasing something else. So gratitude is a great way, and I think it works by sort of making sure that you can be in the moment, you can be satiated, and also appreciate, be happy for whatever it is that you have. What about you, Leia? Have you realized that, oh, in trying to be more grateful, somehow it has served you, and you know, realized, oh, this is how this worked for me?
Yes and no. I'm the kind of person that kind of gets like stuck on things, which is why I moved like after high school immediately, because I was really worried I was gonna get like stuck in a routine and then not go after what I, you know, want to go after. So for me, yeah, I'm grateful for like the things I have and the opportunities, like I said before, but like there's always a little part of me that's just like, but can we do something else? Can we improve this situation more? I don't think that's too much of like a negative thing, because you know, I am happy for like what I have and like everything, but you always got to search for those opportunities.
Do you find yourself reflecting more on seeking out new opportunities, or do you reflect on the gratitude or things to be grateful for? Because again, I think it's a great exercise. Mm-hmm. I hope you're doing that more often.
That's a great question.
Then seeking out and being unsatisfied part. Like, I read this idea of gratitude journal, and I think that also ties into how does it work. It works because you make yourself do it. I think it's similar to, have you heard of the concept of laughter clubs, or where people just like go and start laughing on purpose, and that leads to them like naturally starting to laugh and be happy or mm-hmm. in that situation.
Yeah.
And gratitude works by like acting to like identify or reflect on things to be grateful for at the very least, or expressing and reciprocating on gratitude if you can as well.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good question too. I mean, but I like that you said that, because I think we'll probably talk about this later, but it's just like, how do you become grateful for things? Like, you just do it. Like, I don't know if there's really a trick to it. Mm-hmm. You gotta kind of just tell yourself, like, these are the things I have. I'm happy I have them. Like, yeah. Lamont.
All right. So I was doing a little bit of research earlier, and I came across Robert Emerson's work, and he says gratitude has two stages. The first one is acknowledgement of goodness in one's life. And the second one is recognizing that some of the sources of this goodness lies outside of the self. So there's like more to the theory, but that he started with like these two concepts. And so I've definitely seen gratitude have a purpose and serve me in my life. It has formed deeper social connections or new social connections. I haven't really seen it help me apologize. And like we did that whole like thing on apologizing, like I think episode 4 when we first started. So, but apparently it can like help like in that aspect. And then another aspect is intrinsically rewarding, right? And that's what, like, that, I think that's that cellular level that I was talking about, where, like, you feel it and it does something for you. I think for me, it, like, uplifts me. It puts me in a good headspace. It rejuvenates me in some kind of way. But, yeah. Those are kind of the thoughts that I've got. How about you guys? How do you recognize gratitude in your life? And how has it served you in your life?
Mm-hmm. It's a really good question. I think recognizing gratitude does not come easy. I think for me, I've felt like maybe I'm somewhere on the autism spectrum, or I can't like read emotions or facial expressions as well, but it's like physical acts that like really show me, somebody wouldn't be doing this for me if they weren't in some way like grateful for me being part of their life.
Mm-hmm.
And identifying that, makes me then also want to reciprocate with other like acts of gratitude towards them, or acts that I, hope they would see as like returning or reciprocating on the gratitude. And I think in that sense, life becomes this very cooperative and like sociological thing, where because I've done something good for like one person, and potentially they've done something good, it like comes back around to help others or me even in the end, and just like keeps going around in a circle.
I like to call that the ripple effect.
Have you heard other examples of ripple effects, or other ways that you understand what drives ripple effects?
So like, let's take the concept of gratitude. Say I'm grateful for something, and then that inspires me to do something for someone else. That might inspire them to do something for someone else, and so forth and so on and so on. For example, there's a Starbucks like right here, and I have driven through the Starbucks before, and I think it was like a Wednesday or something, and someone paid for my drink just because they wanted to pass on some goodness in the world. I was so grateful that like I decided to pay for the next person's drink. I was like, oh, that was such a nice thought. And you know what? I didn't pay for my drink. I should probably pay for someone else's drink. And maybe that might bless them. And I think I did it on my own sometime later. I was like, you know what? I'm just feeling really good today. I just want to kind of give back today. So on a different day, I was like, hey, can I pay for the person's order behind me? And I just did it.
That's nice.
That's very nice. Yeah. I thought you were going to say, you were grateful because somebody did something nice to you, and in the end, you didn't cut somebody else off in traffic. That's your nice, like, ripple effect. But, understand that that is also, like, at a simplest level, even if reflecting on gratitude or an act just makes somebody happy, leads to other positive changes in their life, their routine, and then as a result, everybody else's life.
Yeah. I guess I hadn't really thought of gratitude in like that light before, like that ripple effect, butterfly effect, whatever you want to call it. Like, I hadn't really thought of that. I think over the last few years of me reflecting and trying to be like a better person, I guess I have been very grateful for like, you know, how much better things are getting. Even though they kind of suck sometimes, but they're getting better. And I feel like I've been a more like giving person to like those, I guess, who don't like, I take care of people more than I did like a few years ago. Like I don't want to sound all braggy. That sounded really braggy.
No.
but yeah, like
it's a nice change.
Yeah. We have a homeless issue out here in Hawaii. And so every once in a while I'll try and like go drop off food to like the guy that lives on the corner from our house, or yeah. So, but I would have never done that. Like, high school Leia would have never. But I do it not because I'm like, oh, let me go ahead and, you know, be better than this guy, but more of just like, well, I ate today. I don't know if he did, so let me go bring him a sandwich too or something. So,
because you're grateful for the meal that you had, and yeah, you just wanted to like maybe pass it on to someone else.
Yeah, so I guess I hadn't really thought of it in that context before, but good point. Good soup.
That's really nice.
Oh, thanks. but like, so I guess one could argue, you know, like, why is it important to be grateful if they really want to? Because it's just like, yeah, I recognize I have a roof over my head, or I recognize I have clothes to wear, but like, why should I be grateful for it? You know?
Well, again, for me, it goes back to like starting with self and looking at, oh, what is your life going to, you know, be missing, or what are you going to miss out on if you're not grateful? Again, you know, it's not saying like if you're not grateful, you're going to go into depression, mm-hmm. or that by being grateful, you're going to cure depression and everything. But there's, I guess, a certain amount of positivity mm-hmm. that humans need in their lives to get by, to survive. And I think if gratitude, which is like one of the simplest forms of positivity, you don't have it, then I would imagine that your life would be really miserable. And I know it sounds very dark, but that's how I would reflect on, you know, why gratitude is necessary.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, actually. I think you bring up a very important point. And cultivating gratitude is a concept by Dr. Brené Brown. I know I'm talking about so to steal one of her expressions, though, gratitude actually may be one of the birthplaces of joy. But enough about me. Like, Leia, have you ever seen or heard Dr. Brené Brown? I know I've been talking about her since like day one of the podcast, but have you gone to see any of her materials?
No,
it's okay. I thought it was about time to like introduce you to the greatness that is Dr. Brené Brown. So I have
you
this
play a video.
I have this short video where she actually talks about gratitude and joy.
Okay, all right.
Well, let's take a look.
Let's watch it.
That sounds great. I'm ready.
I think the relationship between joy and gratitude was one of the most important things I found in the research. I wasn't expecting it, but what I found, you know, 12 years of research, 11,000 pieces of data, I did not interview in all that time a person who would describe themselves as joyful or describe their lives as joyous who did not actively practice gratitude. And for me, it was very counterintuitive because I kind of went into the research thinking that the relationship between joy and gratitude was, if you're joyful, then you should be grateful. But it wasn't that way at all. It was really that practicing gratitude invites joy into our lives. And when I say practice, I think this is the part that really changed my life. It changed my family and the way we live every day. When I say practice gratitude, I don't mean kind of like the attitude of gratitude or feeling grateful. I mean practicing gratitude. These folks shared in common a tangible gratitude practice. They either kept gratitude journals. Some of them did interesting things like at 1, 2, 3, 4, like at 12:34 every day, they said something out loud that they were grateful for. they, one of the things that we do, like we say grace at dinner. And so now after grace, we go around and everyone in my family says something they're grateful for. I mean, and what's interesting is when we first started, I have a first grade son, Charlie, and eighth grade daughter, Ellen. And at first I thought, and we've been doing it for a couple of years now, like they're gonna like, oh God, mom. And it, there was a little like, this is, you know, are you experimenting on us? There was a little bit of that. But now what's interesting, even after we did it for like a couple of weeks, that on those crazy busy nights where we're trying to like get to soccer and piano and homework, and Steve and I are just like, we say a quick prayer and we start eating, and my kids are like, whoa, what are you grateful for? And it's been extraordinary because not only absolutely does it invite more joy into our house, it also is such a soulful window into what's going on in my kids' lives. You know, so there are some days where my eighth grader will be like, I'm joyful that there's a huge thick wall between my room and my brother's room. You know, something just very, you know, honest. But there are other days she'll say, you know, she had a friend whose mother recently died. And she said, you know, for a month she would say, I'm just so grateful that y'all are healthy right now. You know, and so not only did it make us all more aware of what we had and more willing to slow down and really be thankful for the joyful moments we had, but it let me know where she was emotionally in her life. You know, and my son is always, you know, I'm grateful for bugs, I'm grateful for frogs, but sometimes he'll say, you know, I'm grateful that you picked me up early, or, you know, I'm grateful that I finally understand adjectives, you know. So it's, there's a great quote that says, it's not joy that makes us grateful, it's gratitude that makes us joyful. And it's by a Jesuit brother, a Jesuit priest. And I guess I was just amazed to find that bubble up so strongly in the research. It's life-changing.
Very interesting video. I think the last thing I expected was for them to bring up, praying before a meal. Mm-hmm. but definitely, it's really interesting to hear from kids what they might be grateful for. It's such an innocent and cute like window into how they think about things.
That was really cute. Yeah. That was a great video, Lamont. I'll forgive you this time.
That is the greatness of Dr. Brené Brown. Like, and that's not even like her best work. Like, she has done some really amazing, excellent work. It's just a tiny little portion of like the whole piece.
Yeah, but that is a great point. Again, something I hadn't equated to gratitude, but I guess that does, you know, make it a little like more happy. You know what it reminded me of, Lamont? It reminded me of your Uncle Cleveland.
Yeah, now that you mention it.
So for those who don't have the joy of knowing Uncle Cleveland, he is probably the most like positive, uplifting, grateful person that I know. And like, it's not fake. like I've met people who say the same things he does, but it's like, it's not coming from a place of like realness. But yes, he's so wonderful. Like, he will talk about things that have happened in his life and he's like, but I'm grateful for it because now I get to do this because of it. Or, he was telling us a story. What story was it? I don't want to give away too much personal information.
No, go ahead. You're totally fine.
Okay. So he has a seizure condition. And so he, you know, we've always asked him like, oh, are you okay, you know, like with your condition? He goes, no, I'm grateful for my condition because I use it as a way to teach people joy. I mean, he says a little more like stuff regarding religion, but like the ultimate thing, he's like, I teach people that, you know, you can have a condition like this, but, you know, it's okay because I'm alive, number one, even with my condition. He said he uses it to outreach. I can't remember what he said he does regarding to that, but like he used to go to meetings and stuff and talk to people regarding it. I don't know if he still does that because he's getting up there in age.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know he used to when we were younger. But, yeah, so that kind of all reminded me of him. I miss him. I haven't seen him in a while.
That's a very interesting point that you've and story that you brought up, Leah, because I also remember reading that it's been studied. People are generally more grateful after, like, really bad or traumatic events in life, even if they're not all of a sudden, you know, in a much better position, oftentimes in a worse position than they were before.
Mm-hmm.
But because their frame of reference is switching, like when you have a near-death experience, for whatever reason, you know, accidental or like medical or something, it then makes you go, oh, you know, I have this, and at least things are not, you know, much worse.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a great time where, like, gratitude, like, biologically, I think, naturally works to kind of remind you, hey, you know, you have to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think you cut yourself off at that last bit there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, remind yourself to be happy. I think I was, like, just a little bit faster on my finger than on my speech.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is a good place to take a break, and then why don't we come back and talk about how to ways we can, like, cultivate it or develop it for ourselves.
Okay, let's do that.
Sounds great.
And we're back. So, what is something you are going to continue doing and or start doing to cultivate gratitude in your life? Who wants to go first?
Oh, I think I'll take this. I've been thinking about it recently, but mm-hmm. I want to maybe make a gratitude journal. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, gratitude journals is a big thing, a big practice. I know several people that do it. I personally don't do gratitude journals, but I have a prayer journal and I open it with gratitude. It's gratitudes of me, like, just thanking God for letting me wake up, being able to breathe, walk, listen, hear, or just be able-bodied, because I know some people don't have that privilege, and how much richer my life is because I do have those privileges, mm-hmm. and recognizing them and acknowledging them and just taking a moment to not just take them for granted.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
But I'm sorry. what are you thinking about doing with this journal?
No, I was just thinking that making gratitude journaling a habit to kind of make sure that I'm at least giving myself that moment to express gratitude and be grateful, because in my life, I think
the moment. I'm sorry, something is, like, going off. I don't know what's going off. Hold on.
It was like one of those pop-up ad alerts, or like, you have a virus technology on your computer.
Congratulations, you've won an iPod Nano. Please click here to claim your prize.
Don't click there.
Don't click there. Okay, you fixed it?
Yeah.
All right, let's continue.
Are we throwing it to Leah? Let's hear from Leah what she's going to continue doing or start doing to cultivate gratitude.
Yeah. So I'm way too lazy for journaling. I've tried it before. It's not my thing. I can't do it. I don't upkeep it. In the past, I've definitely kept, like, running lists of stuff that I guess you could technically say was some type of, like, gratitude journaling. I know, like,
a list of being grateful.
Yeah. Like, usually I call them, like, little victory lists. Like, when I'm going through something really hard, I'll sit down and I'll list a bunch of, like, little victories I've had. Like, today I cleaned my room. Or just, like, really other stuff like that. So I unfortunately will not be participating in the gratitude journal. But something I do like to do is I try to make sure that my social media has more like inspiring and like good stuff on it, and I like to share those with people. So like especially on TikTok, I will hardcore be sharing dog videos to people all the time. Like, here you go. So I guess that could technically be one way. Like, I'm very thankful for dogs.
I think you shouldn't discount your victory list either. I think it's really good to at least talk about, even if it is to yourself or to an app, like, oh, today I was fortunate enough to be able to do all of those things. And I have like a list as well that I keep and I update, like, oh, I was able to do this today, or oh, I did this today. You know, part of it can be like maybe I'm just that much organized, but also in moments when I'm finding I'm feeling a little lost and I don't have like a designated purpose within like a period of my day, it's nice like go, oh, I can actually check this off of my list if I do that, you know, today.
So 'tis the season, it is November, we're gonna be celebrating Thanksgiving here soon. We want to hear, if you're listening or watching, like your thoughts on you gratitude, or what you want to do to cultivate gratitude. Some other things or other ideas might be just taking time with flowers, like noticing the beauty of nature each day. Another helpful tip is maybe practicing gratitude at the same time every day, just to make it a habit. Another one might be watching your language and or committing to one day a week where you just don't complain about anything. Do you guys have any other ideas?
Let me think. I really like what Dr. Brown said. I like that, like going around the table. I mean, most people do that in America during Thanksgiving, but I mean, like, who's to say you can't do it every day?
An everyday practice, that would be great. Like, if I definitely, like, I probably should do it for myself, but that's probably something I would definitely want to do with a family and children. Like,
yeah,
it'll be very interesting to see what all the commenters come up with.
Yeah. So y'all let us know. I know another one. Like, I know we said earlier, like, you don't necessarily have to reciprocate gratitude, but I think it's a pretty good way to, you know, like, be grateful and, you know, practice that. Saying thank you for things. I know that was something I struggled with in high school. You know, people would give me stuff and be like, okay, cool. Like, no, thank you. Say thank you. But I've also heard that Americans say thank you way too much.
I agree.
So I guess there are some, like, maybe cultural differences. Yush.
That is very interesting. And I think even within the same culture, time affects how it's perceived differently. Have you heard about how a certain subset of population says you're welcome when they're said thank you, and another subset says no problem? And have you read like the rage on the internet about the difference of opinion?
Yes.
No.
I love that concept, and I I think it's spot on, like, for sure. Can you tell us about it so Lamont can learn about this phenomenon?
Right. Yeah, because I feel like I teeter between both, where, like, if someone says thank you, I'm like, you're welcome. Or if someone's like, or sometimes I'm like, no problem at all. Like, just depending on the mood. I feel like I teeter between both. So what's this conflict?
Okay. So the conflict is not arising from people who say one thing or the other, or people who maybe say both things interchangeably. Mm-hmm. The conflict arises from a small but maybe vocal segment of the population, like a subculture, that thinks that saying no problem is rude, and that you're supposed to say you are welcome when they're said thank you. Mm-hmm. And on the internet, people theorize that it is the older generation who expects to be said you're welcome, in that you're saying that yes, I am here to do these things for you. Whereas the younger generation sees no problem with no problem, because they're more likely to see it as just being part of their duty or responsibility. And being part of their duty or responsibility also brings me back to how, you know, thank you, and you know, expressing thanks is perceived in India. But I think I want to, before I proceed, let Lamont ponder on that cultural difference and ask him, like, does he have an opinion on no problem versus you're welcome? Or have you met people with an opinion one way or the other?
I do. I definitely do. I think if you are having a problem with no problem, then you need to stop and assess, like, where that's coming from. Because to me, it would be rude if, like, the teenager was like, or the teen or the adult was like, no problem, whatever. Like, you know, like, they gave you attitude, but, like, if it's, like, a neutral, calm, respect base, like, is there really disrespect intended mm-hmm. in that statement? So what are some of the social clues to let you know that it's not? And then what is it in you that is, like, bringing that up as an issue for you, as an inner conflict? And look into that and see if you can resolve that.
Mm-hmm. So some of the stuff I've read about it, usually I like those posts because I'll usually go and read all the comments and see what other people are saying. And a lot of the comments were from people in the service industry. And they were saying things like, and if we're going to stick with the argument being older generation, younger generation, the older generation, quote unquote, you know, they were raised in which you did things for people as an expectation because you were younger and you have to, you know, cater to the older folks. And very so, much my experience. And so it's just kind of like, you're saying you're welcome because, you know, you truly servitude. And then on the flip side of it, the no problem side of it, it's, you know, younger generation, and I forget where they said this stems from, but we, like, don't want to be an inconvenience to people. Like, they said that a lot of people feel that, you know, when you're doing something for someone, when you're asking someone to do something for you, you don't want to be an inconvenience to them. So, like, that thought process goes into their response, kind of like, no problem, you're not being an inconvenience to me, I'm doing this because, you know, I want to, like, you're not inconveniencing me. And so, yeah, there's a lot of, like, service industry folks saying stuff like that. I thought it was interesting. I'm definitely in between. having worked in the service industry, though, there's been a few times where, like, a customer has pissed me off and I just don't say anything. Like, thank you for your help. I'm like, okay.
Do you also use your welcome sarcastically at any point?
Not at work. But definitely in
personal,
like,
life.
Yeah, definitely, like, with friends and stuff.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
that sounds like something I can done sarcastically.
I think definitely with just, like, family, though. Like, I don't think I've ever actually done that and not meant it as a joke.
But We've also seen stuff like, oh, no worries, and sure, or oh, it's okay, or anytime, you know. There's a more casual way of doing all of these things, which I feel in the US is really relegated to the younger generation. But growing up in India, I think thank you was not something that I heard said a lot, at least not outside of my English medium school. I think the Hindi word for thank you is even considered like so archaic. If I picture somebody saying it or using it, I think of like period pieces, or I think of like mythological productions, TV shows or movies or something. But yeah, it, you know, even there, when you say dhanyavad or shukriya to somebody, the response you get is like akin to saying, oh, that was my duty, or oh, you know, it was just what I meant to do, kind of thing. And that goes along the lines of, you know, anytime or no problem. So I think it was definitely a cultural thing for me growing up in India to not think too much of like saying the words to mean thank you. But that changed drastically when I moved to Canada and I started, you know, picking up this thank you response. And when I would go back to India, you know, I would instinctively then also say thank you to my friends, and they'd almost be insulted. Thanking somebody in India is almost like othering them. Saying, oh, you know, you wouldn't have done this for me, but because you did it, I have to thank you. And the idea of like, you know, who would it be that, you know, wouldn't normally do this for you? They're obviously not your friends, because your friends would just do it for you. So it's like, in a way, you know, a little bit othering and insulting, and you say thank you to someone. It sounds very formal. So my friends would be like, why are you saying thank you to me? Almost offended, or like, stop with that thank you bullshit.
That's very interesting.
That is very interesting. Yeah. Like, because, like, I wouldn't want to offend anyone. Like, I would definitely be, like, being polite in how I was brought up by saying thank you. But what if I was to change it to, like, I was to go to visit an Indian and be like, hey, I appreciate, like, you bringing me the drink. Like, would that still be othering them? Or...
It depends on your relationship with the person, really. And I think in close relationships, it's not something that you'd want to practice. And if you wanted to like form this understanding that like, oh, you know, you're close to somebody, then these like things that are done, they kind of go unmentioned, and that, oh, this is just like expected. Also kind of was something I needed to learn going through like a intercultural relationship. And at home, you know, being thanked for doing regular things for me was just like, no, of course, I do this for us. It's our house. And, you know, why are you thanking me, kind of thing?
Yeah, that's a very interesting concept, especially like, because, you know, we come from an American like point of view where I guess you just say thank you all the time. And me coming from like a Hawaiian culture where, I mean, I guess we say thank you, do we? Yeah, I feel like we do a lot. Like there's a lot of like appreciating, and but there are a lot of expectations. There's a lot of
appreciating and like a lot of words in the Polynesian cultures. I just like, like, I feel like you get like serenaded with words in Polynesian culture, like how grateful a person is.
Yeah. But I guess like also in our culture, we have expectations as well. But so it's not necessarily like someone's gonna be like, oh, thank you for doing this thing that you're expected to do. But, you know, people are just been like, but thanks, you know, like, yeah, so I guess the difference would be, like, people aren't going to take offense if you thank them for doing things that are expected. But, you know,
also we're also not going to thank you for doing stuff that you're supposed to be doing.
Right. I guess that brings up the argument for me of, like, stop saying thank you for things that you're not really, like, for. Like, just, like, I encourage people, don't say sorry. Like, if you're not really sorry, don't say it. If you're not really thankful, then don't say it. It should be, like, real, true moments of gratitude or thankfulness that we're saying those things.
Oh my gosh, like that kid that got the avocado for Christmas, and he's like, it's an avocado. Thanks. I love that video.
I'm glad I've seen that too. And yeah. It'd be probably like the in group laughing about it. What's going on here?
All right. I think we covered a lot of stuff. Was there anything else you guys wanted to add? Maybe we missed, or anything you want to go back and just like.
Yeah. So, if you're still looking for more ways to cultivate gratefulness in your life, maybe sending love or affirmations or positive messages to people that you really don't care for or dislike.
Hmm.
That's a little bit more challenging. But that is one way to start cultivating gratitude in your life, and maybe possibly changing that relationship. Possibly. or other really cool ways to cultivate relationships, you can check out lifehack.org. I will link the 40 Simple Ways to Practice Gratitude mm-hmm. article, and you can look through it yourself and get some ideas for yourself.
Ooh, I have one more I just wanted to add because I just remembered that. And that's because I clicked on the lifehack.org article and I saw it and I was like, oh yes, that one. And it is embrace challenges and turn them into opportunities to grow. That's a good one. Cause I mean, I can be a little self-deprecating, and when things go bad, I'm just like, oh, it's cause you suck.
Yeah. So like learning from those mistakes and mm-hmm. taking, and then like really learning the lesson that you learned from that mm-hmm. and turning it into positive.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think that wraps us up.
I think it does.
Are we done?
Did you have anyone to say?
No, I think that was really great. I am not an expert, so you know, we couldn't get really into how a gratitude journal works and like what we'll put in it, but I'm sure the resource will help you out over there.
All right.
For sure. Well, Yash, thank you so much for coming on to our podcast today and talking with us. Yes. And I'm actually thankful, so I'm actually saying.
We are actually grateful. It's been a
really, really pleasant experience. I loved my time talking to you about this, and I hope everybody else picks up some ideas as well from listening to this.
All right.
So if people wanted to get a hold of you to either have you on their podcast to talk about like gratitude or other like Indian cultural stuff or any other expertise that you might have, what would be the best way for them to get in contact with you?
I always tell everybody you can reach me on Twitter. We can have a little conversation there, which is at YashRG. And if you just want to shoot me an email and keep it low key, then yashrg@gmail.com is where you can reach out to me. And I'm happy to discuss. I've talked about Indian culture on another podcast before for this as mm-hmm. well. So I'd be very happy to, again, if you'd like.
That's awesome. Are there any like special projects or anything that you would like to either promote or tell us about or share?
Oh, I don't have any pluggables to plug.
Okay, no pluggables. That's all right. I'll plug my stickers again. Buy my stickers.
Yes, buy the Lamont and Leia podcast stickers. And then finally, Yash, would you be willing to share a message, anything from your heart that you just really feel like people should know?
I think that everybody should know that you've, you know, I'll try again, and it's kind of sound kind of hacky, but okay. I think the one thing I want everybody to know after we've talked about gratitude and stuff is that no person is an island. You're standing on the shoulders of lots and lots of people who are around you, who've come before you. So definitely know that you're not alone, and that you are never like on your own. You have things to be grateful for, and you should really appreciate and find things to appreciate in life. That's the only way forward to better things.
Awesome. Right. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for those words of wisdom. And of course, thanks to our viewers and our listeners. And we'll see you next time.
Today's life lesson is overcoming hardships. If you are listening to our podcast, I am sure you've experienced hardships in your life. Hardships, crisis, they are there to show us that we are survivors and overcomers. C.S. Lewis once said, "Hardships often prepare ordinary people for extraordinary destinies." Face it, you're extraordinary and you're an overcomer. And that is today's life lesson.
This has been the Lamont and Leia podcast,
created by Lamont Damon and Leia Nakahiki.
Special thanks to our guests, Yash Gupta.
This episode topic was brought to light by me, Lamont Damon.
And this episode was edited by me, Leia Nakahiki.
Our music was provided by Ingenue.
Let us know what you thought of our show, or give us some topic suggestions by sending us a message on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube.
YouTube! Did you know that you can watch our show on YouTube? Links can be found in the show description below.
And as always, thank you so much for listening.
What can I say except you're welcome?
Do 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 do.